Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When's the last time you called the manager or asked for the manager? I did it yesterday. I did it yesterday. I had to go up two levels on the phone to speak to someone who would, you know, listen to what I, you know, because half the time they're like, I understand, sir. I completely understand, sir. Well, you understand, but there's nothing you can do about it. Well,
correct, no. Sir.
So I need to go up a level then to get to somebody who can at least get it to somebody who can hear it. I love it when they tell you, well, your call's being recorded. Well, the only reason the call's being recorded is to train other people. So yeah. It's not really, no manager is going to hear it that's going to be able to affect any change on what my problem is. So when's the last time you had to talk to the manager? When was the last time you had to go, I want to speak to the manager? Or you call the manager from home?
This was last April. I had taken my laptop in. My laptop is a 2009 MacBook Pro. So in 2000, in technology terms, a 10-year-old computer
it's ancient.
Yeah, so I had to update the RAM on it, the hard drive, and stuff like that. So I take it in. I said to them, do you back it up? They said, yes, absolutely not a problem, because I was having my external hard drive had to be formatted for Macs. Anyway, they end up taking longer than needed. They completely erased my entire hard drive, couldn't back it up, then tried to charge me a $150 data recovery fee.
Yeah, to fix your problem, to correct an error you created.
Yes. So then,
meaning them.
I'm on the phone with them for days, and you know, you try to be nice, because what am I going to do? They have my laptop. Like, I need to get my stuff back at the very least. They knocked it down to a $25 fee that they went. I was like, do you see how insane this is?
I'm paying $25 to pay for your mistake.
Correct. I'm like, this is wild. You ruined my entire computer. This is basically useless now. I lost every single thing off of 6 years of working in radio on this computer. And I ended up calling the manager. I wrote them a review on Google, and I set it up. Do you remember in like high school or college, you had to set it up where the identifying paragraph, and you're like, this is what we're going to talk about over the next, it had a body,
details.
Yeah. And then it had the closing on it.
Yeah.
And every week I get a bunch of alerts like your Google review has helped 100 people. I went in on them. And then the manager had the nerve to message me on Facebook and try to defend and say that was my problem. I'm like, this is insane.
I have no defense.
I don't even want to talk to you right now. It was so wild that even the manager, I'm like, this has to be a TV show. This is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like people cannot accept they made a mistake. We jacked it up.
And for them, what is $25 going to do? Yeah. He's like, well, the technician spent hours on it. I'm like, the technician lost all my data.
Yeah.
The technician's an idiot.
Yeah.
It is.
Furious.
Well, shoot, mine's nowhere near hers. I just had an issue with my cell phone. And, you know, it takes, I get this offer. It's basically like, okay, sir, here's your offer. If you like to do this, I'll think about it. And maybe an hour later I come back. Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, that doesn't apply anymore.
It doesn't exist.
Are you kidding me?
All right. How about you? When's the last time you called a manager or asked for the manager? 680 Wolf. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
good morning.
How are you?
It is pre-hump day, so we're getting there.
Yeah, we're on the way to the weekend. It's coming.
I happen to be the manager that was involved with a woman that wrote us a bad check. I worked at a plumbing contractor's office.
Ooh.
Tried calling, leaving voicemails. She wouldn't call me back. So I sent her a letter, certified mail, threatening prosecution. And she called me and had the audacity to say, now, you know, I will never use your company again. If you
That's what we're hoping.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we want. Thank you.
I said, are you kidding me? Do you think we would even work for you after you gave us a bad check?
Some people,
what,
man.
An idiot. Got to spin it around on me for trying to get money. Excuse me.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Hey, it's the Wolf.
Hey, I have a story about calling the manager.
We'd love to hear it.
It was actually on me that they called the manager. So I was a server at Outback for a while, and I got the 7-top one night. It was a Saturday. We were crazy busy. They had been waiting for a while, so they were already pissed off. They were from another country, sounded like the Netherlands or something. And there was this old man that was with them. I guess it was the grandpa, and he was in the worst mood. And we were super low on silverware, obviously, because we were crazy busy. So I was in the back rolling them some silverware after I put their order in. And the salads went out as I was rolling it, and I got to the table with the silverware and put it down the second the salads hit the table. This man stood up and started yelling at me about how it was unprofessional and rude for me to not have the silverware out there before the salads arrived and all this stuff. And he started yelling at me in front of everyone. And then my manager ended up having to take like $40 off their bill.
Oh, my God. Do you think people do that just to get money taken off, just so they don't have to pay so much or they can get a free meal?
Oh, yeah.
Because,
it was always something.
Yeah, and no disrespect to, like, but Outback's not a fine dining establishment where you should have three different forks for your different course. Like, why are people so hard up? Stay home if you're like that. Yeah.
Yeah. He thought he was high class.
What's your name?
Anna,
thank you for checking in this morning.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye, Anna.
Bye.
You know, it's not so much, it's people are just, it's getting something over on them. It's it's getting something, being able, some kind of personal satisfaction from being able to weasel something free out of them at the restaurant. You know, what's funny is we've had a couple of service type businesses, and the rest have all been restaurants about calling the manager.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.